WSRN News, I'm John Scott. In an historic first, Vice President J.D. Vance is guest hosting Salem Radio Network's Charlie Kirk Show live from the White House. The Vice President says he wants to pay tribute to his friend, who was assassinated on a college campus in Utah last Wednesday. The Vice President remarked on Charlie Kirk's powerfully positive influence on youth in our country.
Everyone knew him as this fearless debater, this guy who would take the conservative message into hostile places and inspire younger generations to have courage. One thing that's hit a lot of those young Americans over the last week was how Charlie was there for them when others were not. When they were afraid to speak their minds, when they were afraid of what a professor would say, when they were afraid that they would be shouted down by their peers, Charlie was there, showing them that they could be courageous and that they could be bold.
Looking ahead, a memorial service honoring the life of Charlie Kirk will take place this coming Sunday at an NFL stadium in Arizona. The service will be broadcast live on many of these same radio stations across the nation. House Republicans will be honoring the life of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. That will be at the Capitol. Reporter Bernie Bennett explains.
Speaker Mike Johnson is hosting a vigil Monday evening for assassinated conservative activist Charlie Kirk in the Capitol Statuary Hall, an honor that comes as some Republican members continue to push to memorialize a conservative activist with legislation, the rare honor of lying in state, and even a statue. Johnson and other House leaders will deliver brief remarks and prayers, according to the Speaker's office. It comes after a moment of silence Johnson and the House held for Kirk on the floor last week, descending into chaos with yelling and partisan finger-pointing. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Meanwhile, former charges could be brought against suspect Tyler Robinson later today. This is SRN News. Christians in Iraq celebrate a survival.
There aren't a lot of believers left in the country, but there are a few. When ISIS took over a decade ago, Christians either got out of Iraq or were killed. Now the small community is rebuilding, and a coalition of churches held a formal celebration this month. Leaders of the Assyrian Church of the East, Chaldean, Syriac Catholic, and Syriac Orthodox churches are praising God that the faith has not been completely wiped out in Iraq. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Belgium's prime minister traveled to neighboring Germany over the weekend for a concert led by an Israeli conductor whose appearance was canceled by a Belgian festival. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz says he thanked Belgian Prime Minister Bart De Wever in a social media post for his strong signal of solidarity. De Wever attended the concert given in Essen Saturday evening by the Munich Philharmonic and conducted by Ahav Sirshanil. This is SRN News. Germany's Conservative Party posts gains in local elections.
Friedrich Merz's party has finished first in municipal polls in Germany's most populous state, but the biggest winner in the first electoral test since Merz's government took power is the Alternative for Germany party, which nearly tripled its showing compared with 5 years ago. AfD's swift rise has been fueled by discontent over large numbers of migrants, but also other issues, including a stagnant economy and the war in Ukraine. Its support has remained high. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Lula da Silva has called a 50% tariff on Brazilian imports to the U.S. political and illogical. In a New York Times op-ed, Lula says his government is open to negotiation. President Trump imposed the tariff in July, citing a witch hunt against former President Jair Bolsonaro. More details at srnnews.com.